All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we're going deep on something I think we've all struggled with.
Yeah.
You know, how to make B2B webinars really pay off.
Yeah.
Not just getting people to show up.
Right.
It's about what happens after the webinar is over.
Exactly.
Turning attendees into actual customers.
You hit the nail on the head. It's about maximizing that webinar. ROI.
Yeah. ROI.
Yeah, we're talking post-webinar-led nurturing, which...
That's itchy.
It sounds a little jargony, but trust me, this is where the magic happens.
And we've got a fantastic guide for this deep dive today. A detailed blog post from AirMeet. They're all about virtual events. So they know their stuff. And get this, companies using these strategies are seeing 50% more sales-ready leads.
Wow.
And they're doing it for less money.
Who wouldn't want that?
I know I would.
And the interesting thing is this isn't about some, you know, aggressive sales tactic. It's about relationship building in the B2B world.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it this way. A webinar is like a first date. You make a good impression, spark some interest, but you wouldn't propose on the first date, right?
Definitely not. Unless maybe you're on a reality TV show.
Huh, right. But in the business world, it's about taking it slow, building that trust over time.
So where do we begin? What exactly is B2B-led nurturing?
It's about guiding your potential customer, you know, through their decision process at their own pace. Providing valuable information, answering questions, and being there to support them every step of the way. No pressure, just helpfulness.
And the article says nurtured leads make 47% larger purchases. I guess when you feel informed, you're ready to invest more.
Absolutely. And it goes even deeper. When you nurture leads effectively, you actually shorten your sales cycle. Think about it. If someone already trusts you and has the information they need, they're going to make decisions faster.
Yeah.
No more back and forth. No more getting stuck.
Okay. So we know why lead nurturing is important.
Yeah.
Now, how do we do it? AirMeet gives us 7 best practices.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our recipe for success.
I like that.
So are you ready to break down the ingredients?
Let's do it.
Okay. First ingredient, segment your leads. Sounds simple enough, but what does it actually look like?
Well, it starts with the basics. Separating those who attended your webinar from those who just registered but didn't show up. That way you can tailor your follow-up.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't send the same email to someone who spent an hour with you versus someone who didn't even come, right?
Exactly. And it gets more powerful when you go deeper. You can segment by engagement level. Who was asking questions? Downloading resources. Those are your hottest leads. They're raising their hands saying, hey, I'm interested.
So you're focusing on those most likely to become customers. You don't want to chase after someone who's just browsing when you could be building that relationship with someone ready to buy.
Exactly. And speaking of timing, our next best practice is sending a timely follow-up email strike while the iron's hot.
We've all gotten those late follow-ups, right? Like a week later, you've forgotten all about it and suddenly, bam, sales pitch in your inbox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not a good look.
It's like showing up to a party a week late. The energy's gone. The key is to capitalize on that initial interest.
Keep the conversation going.
Exactly. The article says sending a follow-up within 24 hours almost doubles your reply rate.
Wow. Seems obvious, but we need reminders. If someone's engaged, they're more receptive. Keep that momentum going.
Exactly. But it's not just when you send that email. It's also what you say. Which brings us to offer educational content. This is where you add value.
So we're going beyond just thanks for attending. We're giving them something useful. What kind of content are we talking about?
It depends on your topic and audience, but think about it. What would be helpful to someone who just learned this stuff? Maybe a recording of the webinar itself, a slide deck, or even a list of resources.
It's like saying, hey, we see you're interested. Here's more to help you out. You're being a resource, not just pushing a sale.
Exactly. And you can take it further by connecting with them on LinkedIn. That's our fourth best practice. Connect on LinkedIn. Multi-channel engagement, meeting people where they are.
Good old LinkedIn. Can't escape it in B2B. But I get it. It's more personal than just an email address.
Right. You put a face to the name, build a real connection. Plus, the stats don't lie. Something like 80% of B2B leads on social media come from LinkedIn. It's where your audience is.
Okay, so we've segmented our leads, sent that timely follow-up email, offered valuable content connected on LinkedIn. What's next?
This one might seem counterintuitive, but it's effective when done right. Leverage retargeting ads.
I'll admit, retargeting ads can feel creepy. You look at a pair of shoes online and suddenly those shoes are following you everywhere.
Uh-huh, I get it. But it doesn't have to be creepy. The key is to use it strategically. Someone who attended your webinar on project management software is probably more open to an ad about your project management tool than someone who's never heard of you.
So it's about giving relevant information to an interested audience.
Exactly. Being helpful and staying top of mind. Now, this next one is one of my favorites. Hold a follow-up webinar. Here, you dive deep and address those specific concerns from the first one.
I love that. Instead of generic content, you have a dedicated space to answer questions and be more interactive. People love live Q&A and personalized feedback.
Absolutely. And you can demo your product in a more tailored way based on the feedback.
Yeah.
You're taking that interest and making it deeper engagement.
Segmentation, follow-up emails, educational content, LinkedIn connections, retargeting ads, and a follow-up webinar. We've got a lot of tactics.
We do, but we've got one more. And this one might make some people nervous. Scheduling a personalized sales call.
Yeah, I know sales call can make people run for the hills.
Uh-huh.
But I have a feeling you're going to make this sound good.
I'll try. The key is it's personalized, and it's after you've nurtured the lead, they're familiar with you, they've engaged with your content, and they're probably ready for a deeper conversation.
So it's not a cold call. It's a warm invitation to see if there's a good fit. It's consultative, not pushy.
Exactly. That's the beauty of lead nurturing. Building relationships, establishing trust, guiding people towards a decision in a way that feels natural and helpful.
We've covered so much. What is B2B lead nurturing, why it's valuable, and 7 specific tactics. Before we move on, I'd love to hear from you, our listener. Have you tried any of these in your business? What's working for you? What challenges are you facing with post-webinar follow-up? We're all in this together. Let's learn from each other.
Absolutely. We can learn so much from each other's experiences.
Okay, so we've got all these great tactics from Airmeet, but now we need to get practical.
Absolutely. It's one thing to know the theory, but we need a game plan.
Exactly. Like a step-by-step roadmap to lead nurturing success. Where do we begin?
Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Remember that stat about companies getting 50% more leads at a third of the cost? They've got a system in place.
So a clear process is key. But what does that look like?
Okay, let's break it down. First things first, you need to define your target audience. Who are you trying to reach with these webinars and all your follow-up?
Because not everyone who attends a webinar is going to be your perfect customer.
Exactly. And the more specific you are about your target audience, the better your nurturing will be. Think about their industry, their company size, their job titles, their pain points, their goals.
Like painting a portrait of your ideal customer.
I like that. Once you have that picture, you can map out their buyer's journey.
Okay. Buyer's journey. That's a phrase I hear a lot. Can you remind us what that means?
Think of it as the path your potential customer takes. From the moment they first hear about your product all the way to when they actually buy.
So it's not just the sale, it's everything leading up to it.
Exactly. And the steps vary depending on what you're selling. But generally, there's awareness, consideration, decision, and then action.
All right, I'm with you. So define your audience, map out their journey. What's next?
You need to create content that aligns with each stage of that journey. Remember, offer educational content. This is where that comes in.
So if someone's just learning about a problem they have, you wouldn't hit them with a sales pitch right away.
Definitely not. At that stage, they know information. Blog posts, infographics, ebooks, maybe even webinars that explain the problem and offer some solutions.
And then as they start comparing different options, that's when you can introduce your product.
Right. Case studies, white papers, comparison guides, free trials. Those are effective at that stage.
And when they're ready to decide, that's when you can show them demos, pricing info, personalized consultations.
Exactly. Give them the information they need at the right time. Gently guide them towards a purchase.
Gently guiding them. I like that. It's not about pushing. It's about being helpful.
And to make this all smoother, you can't forget about automation.
Ah, automation.
Yeah.
Every marketer's best friend. How do we use it for lead nurturing?
There are so many tools out there, but the idea is to automate those tasks that take up your time.
Like those timely follow-up emails.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can set up an automated email sequence that starts when someone attends your webinar or downloads something. No more manual emailing. Let the robots handle it.
I love it. And we can go beyond email, too. What else can we automate?
Personalized content recommendations. The system tracks what they're interested in and suggests relevant articles, videos, case studies. You can even use automation to send leads to the right salesperson.
This is amazing. It's like having a team of virtual assistants.
It is. But remember, automation is a tool, not a magic solution.
So we still need great content and personalized messages.
Absolutely. Don't just set it and forget it. Check your automation regularly. See how it's doing and make changes as needed.
Okay, so we've defined our audience, mapped out their journey, created content, leveraged automation.
Yeah.
Anything else?
The most important thing is to track your results.
Data is king. What should we be looking at?
It depends on your goals, but some key metrics are email, open rates, click-through rates, website visits, content downloads, and of course, conversion rates.
So we're watching how people engage with our content and if it leads to sales.
Exactly. The more data you collect, the better you understand what's working and how to improve.
So it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process.
Lead nurturing is a journey, not a destination.
Lead nurturing a journey, not a destination. We need that on a t-shirt. But seriously, this has been helpful. We've got a roadmap. We're tracking progress. But lead nurturing can be hard. What are some common mistakes?
That's a great question. And you're right, it's not always easy. One big mistake is being too salesy too soon.
So don't go for the hard sell right away.
Exactly. Build relationships first. Provide value. Establish trust. The sale will come.
Makes sense.
What else? Another mistake is sending generic messages. Remember segmentation.
Right. We need to personalize those messages so they connect with each lead.
Exactly. Use their name reference, past interactions, tailor the content to their interests.
No more mass emails.
And lastly, one of the biggest mistakes is not measuring your results. If you don't track your metrics, you're flying blind.
So don't just assume your program is working. Prove it with data.
Data-driven decisions. That's how you optimize and get the results you want.
We've covered so much. Building a lead nurturing program. Automation pitfalls. Tracking results. Before we wrap up, I want to ask our listeners, what are your biggest challenges with lead nurturing? Have you made any of these mistakes? Share your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you.
We're all in this together, and we can learn so much from each other.
Okay, so we've been deep diving into post-webinar lead nurturing. We talked about the what, the why, the how, even the tools and the traps. It's been a lot.
Yeah, it really has. But now we need to answer the so what question. Like, why does this all matter?
Exactly. We need to connect it back to that amazing stat we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Companies with strong lead nurturing programs are getting 50% more sales-ready leads.
Right.
And at a third of the cost, that's a game changer.
It shows that B2B webinars are really just the beginning. They're not a one-off thing. They're like the spark that starts a whole chain reaction of relationship building and creating value.
I love that. It's like you start a fire with your webinar, and lead nurturing is the oxygen that keeps it going strong.
Exactly. And the warmth of that fire is what eventually brings those conversions, those loyal customers, those raving fans.
So for our listeners out there, wrapping up their day, maybe heading home or finishing up one last thing before they log off, what's the main thing we want them to take away from this?
Don't let those webinars just stand alone. Make them part of a bigger strategy with smart lead nurturing. That's how you get the most out of them.
I love that.
Yeah.
And to make it even more practical, I have a little challenge for our listeners. What's one small change you can make to your post-webinar process today?
Maybe it's setting up that automated thank you email we mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Or trying to segment your leads for the first time. Or even just coming up with some great content ideas. Every journey starts with a single step.
And that small step could be huge for your business.
It really could.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into post-webinar lead nurturing. We had a blast.
Me too. It's been fun.
We hope you learned a ton and keep the conversation going. Connect with us on social media, share your experiences, your challenges, your successes. Let's all become lead nurturing masters together.
Absolutely. We're all in this together.
Until next time, happy nurturing.